incense in the inner worlds is different. One of the ways I explain that point is by saying there's three variables when the puja is done. One is the pujari himself, how much he's putting into it, how elaborate the puja is, how concentrated he is, how devotional he is. But if the pujari is there, and there's no devotees there, or there's 100 devotees there who are filled with devotion, it's going to make a big difference. In other words, the pujari is just one aspect. It's also the devotees are another aspect. And as Gurudeva says, the energy they give, how do they give energy? Through worship and devotion. So the energy you give through your worship and devotion is an important contributor to what we end up getting back. And then the third variable is the sacredness of the day, the auspiciousness of the day. You can't have the same intensity. If we were to do Ardra Puja on another day, it wouldn't have the same intensity. And the yearly one in particular, you know, the auspiciousness of the day is crucial. So you have those three combining together, what the pujari is doing, the devotion and worship of the devotees present, and the auspiciousness of the day all combine to manifest, help the deity manifest with certain power and bless everyone. There's a related idea that I've developing. It's a note on one of my keynotes to develop it. I'll just read it as it is. An aspect of puja in the temple that is not widely understood is how it relates to the flow of prana. Except for the times arati is being offered, puja is a process of giving prana to the deity. This is done through offering cut fruit, cooked food, water, fragrant flowers, and milk. Then during the times of arati, the deity and his helpers or devas reflect back this prana into the aura of each devotee, purifying it of subconscious congestions. The devotee so blessed leaves the temple feeling uplifted and relieved of mental conditions he had been burdened by. So you can see the prana is going one direction or the other. Generally, we're giving prana through all the offerings, and as Gurudeva said, even through the devotee's worship and devotion is giving prana or giving energy to the deity, and then it comes back at us during the times of arati. Oh, it goes one direction or the other. Usually it's going in, and just during the arati times it comes back. So that's a useful description of puja, and I think, you know, eventually I'll combine these two ideas together and get a fuller description. You don't see it described this way except in Gurudeva's writings. The idea of prana, giving devotion, not only the pujari, but all the devotees present have to give. And then the deity uses all of that to bless. The other aspect is apparent. I haven't thought of another way of explaining it, but without making reference to a movie, Ghost. Everybody seen Ghost, the movie Ghost? So he starts out when he gets in the inner worlds and he passes through everything, right? He tries to move something and he passes right through it. And then eventually he realizes that he has to move things with his mind, that his astral body can't impact something that's physical. So it's that idea that the beings in the inner world have a different body, are functioning in a different way, and therefore they can bless us. But for it to be effective at the level we need, which is purification of our aura, They need something in the middle. And in this case, it's the prana that we offer. They take the prana and it gives them a substance which they can put their energy into, and then that comes back and actually impacts us in the astral, purifies us. But without that prana, you know, they're blessing us, but it's not impacting us in the astral sense. It's impacting us in a higher sense. So that's one reason the offerings are so important. Have a great day. Om Namah Shivaya.